First, thank you very much, Michelle. You know, I've been told that my laugh is one of my more notable features, both good and bad. I do annoy some people with my laugh.
It depends.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're at a trivia night with Dave at a bar and he's had a couple cocktails and he's laughing and he's slamming the table like, and everybody at the trivia tables are looking over like, what the
They're
fuck?
They're fucking pissed. It's like fucking...
It is the best time in the world to go to trivia night with Dave Jari. I'm telling you, you guys, if you ever get the chance...
Oh, you should have been at karaoke. Holy fuck.
I can only imagine.
Bro.
Welcome to the debauchery.
For those joining the show for the first time, you're about to be introduced to a couple of schlubs from Connecticut who love to talk about murder. While Criminal AF is best described by their listeners as comedic informative, there will be detailed descriptions of murder, rape, torture, and any other crime that would haunt you in your sleep. And because they're adults, there will be unfiltered conversations and there will be vulgar language.
Like fuck.
The intention of Criminal AF is to keep the atmosphere light, fun, and inclusive, but they will not withhold any information, regardless of how brutal, disgusting, and gut-wrenching it may be. Now, it's understandable that Criminal AF is not for everyone. It's just asked that you at least give it a listen. And if it's not for you, well, thanks for checking it out.
See ya.
But if it is, welcome to the debauchery. We take a trip down memory lane and revisit some of our favorite comments from our most recent episodes on Spotify and answer some of your mail call questions. I'm Dave Jari.
I'm Garrett Quarter.
And this is Criminal As... What's good, criminals, debauch, and all you true crime douchebags out there? And welcome to another episode of Criminal AF. Once again, I'm Dave Jari, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Garrett Quarter.
How we doing?
Let's say what's up to our good friends over at HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's
number one meal kit.
We have to give a shout out to Ian Turner and Jeanette LeBlanc for becoming the newest members of our fucked up family. Thank you very much. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks for stopping by the Patreon.
Yes. And a special request goes out to Shay Heilman. I spoke with your mom, and she said you're a huge fan of the show. So thank you so much for supporting Criminal AF.
Love ya.
Now head on over to criminalasfuck.com for all of your Criminal AF needs. Check out our episodes, videos, Patreon, reviews, and, of course, our merch.
Go get you some merch.
Yes, sir. We're adding new styles and designs all the time, and we're even branching out to more stuff other than just Criminal AF gear. Yeah, we got some nice sweaters, some scarves.
Boots,
we got boots. Yep.
Whatever you need.
It's getting a little chilly.
Whatever, get your basic white girl on.
Yeah, a little chilly out. So go check that out by going directly to criminalafshop.com. You can also go visit all of our friends over at welcometothedebauchery.com, where you can find a plethora of independent podcasts joining together to create one beautiful podcast world. We have ourselves, Fright Flick FMK, True Crime University, and the list is going on. It's getting larger as we speak.
It's their family.
Yeah, all good buddies. So go show some love at welcometothedebauchery.com. Finally, and possibly most importantly, if there is one thing that we ask of you, is that you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now we're also on Good Pods.
Didn't even know what Good Pods was.
Yeah, well, on Good Pods, you can not only rate and review the show, you can also rate and review each individual episode. And here's the kicker. We can actually respond back to these comments, which I absolutely love. Good Pods also gives rankings. And just this past week, Garrett, did you know we were in the top 100 in two categories?
Oh, you sent me you sent me a little Snapchat.
Yeah. A little number 23 in a documentary category and number 87
rock.
In true crime. So thank you very much. So go check us out on all these platforms and leave us a 5-star rating, a positive review, and click the share button. It costs you absolutely zero, nada, zilch. And it will help us immensely in spreading the word that Criminal AF is the
number one true crime podcast in the world.
World, 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 world.
I fucked up that echo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Dave. This is my favorite episode to do. Reacting to everybody's comments, reviews, all that stuff. I love this stuff. So, but we always have to start it off with a Florida man. So let's go to Florida, baby.
Yeehaw.
What in the fuck is going on in Florida?
All right, Dave. This one went under the radar for a while.
Yeah.
It was 2021.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Going back a little bit in time.
I saw it and I just laughed. It was kind of funny. All right. Florida man takes an Uber to kill someone, pays the Uber driver $100 to wait for him. Claudio Valdivieso? How do you say that?
Valdivieso.
Valdivieso. Samayoa.
Samayoa.
Claudio Valdivieso Samayoa. Was sentenced to life in prison in Florida after he was convicted of killing a man in a hotel parking lot in 2021.
Good Lord.
During a second trial following a mistrial, almost got off.
Almost.
Samayoa was found guilty of first-degree murder for fatally shooting 23-year-old Jamal Drummond in the head in a Holiday Inn parking lot in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shot in the head in a fucking Holiday Inn parking lot. Ugh. Thanks for testimony from a witness and Samayoa's Uber driver, Enzo Ramirez. It was confirmed that the gunman paid Ramirez $100 to drop him off at the hotel and then wait for him across the street at a gas station. Ramirez said Samayoa returned to the vehicle visibly upset around 15 minutes later, according to Radar Online. He said he was crying and talking to someone on the phone while he drove Samayoa back home, but he was unsure what he was saying as Ramirez does not speak fluent English.
Yeah.
Wow, what a mugshot. Witnesses who...
Pull it down. I'm going to zoom in on it. Yeah. Is that a guy right there?
Yeah, that's him right there.
All
right. Witnesses who were with the victim at the time of his murder told investigators that Samayoa approached them and asked if they had seen a young girl and showed a picture of the girl on his phone. After the witnesses said that he hadn't seen the girl, Samayoa reportedly peeked his head into a car and Draymond yelled at Samayoa. The gunman then stormed into the hotel lobby and walked around the hotel while on the phone before leaving the building.
What the fuck?
A few minutes later, Samayoa returned to the parking lot and shot and killed Draymond. Samayoa was convicted on October 26th for killing Draymond. It was the second trial at the first result and is a mistrial because the jury could not decide if Samayoa killed the victim.
So you go to pick up this dude. You're a fucking Uber driver, right? I mean, you pretty much don't even know. I've known a few Uber drivers, you know, people who do Uber. And from what I understand is that you accept the call to go do it. But you don't know where you're going until you actually pick up the person.
That's a weird...
From what I understand.
It's a weird interaction. Like, everybody's raiding each other.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
All right. So you're this guy. What happens? What are you doing? Uber driver.
Dude, I'm... The minute, he peeled... After... If I hear gunshots in the hotel across the street, yeah. And then I see this guy
coming all
out,
disheveled.
Disheveled. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm leaving. It's
$100, though.
Who... Dude, you just are... You're going to jail.
You just RIP'd somebody.
That's like... You're an Uber driver, right? Yeah. And then... I don't know. You pick up three guys from the bar, right?
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, "Oh, you think it's a normal day?" They're like, "Oh, can you? We're gonna stop at the bank."
Right.
You Uber to the bank.
We're gonna stop at the bank
right?
first.
They rob the bank, and now you're the getaway driver, and you have no clue, right? They don't even tell you that they're like, mm-hmm. There's no correlation. They run in the bank teller gives them the cash, and they come out, and now you're involved in a full blown bank heist.
Like a bank
heist. As the getaway driver, and you're just like, "Oh, I was just an Uber guy."
And they shoot somebody while they're in there.
It's such a weird. Yeah. Fucking gig to me. I would like. Yeah. I respect to you Uber drivers because I've heard they had to put up a lot of fucking drunk assholes, people throwing up in their cars and shit like that. That and attempted murder, first degree murder, everything.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's a crazy gig. And then like I said, it's weird because everybody's rating the Uber driver's rating you.
Yeah.
You're rating the him. Uber driver. It's like this weird interaction.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to pretend this is how long you've been doing Uber and this and that. Like,
you got to hand over your aux cord.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's my aux cord. Listen to music.
I got the waters in the back. Just fucking neon lights and shit like that playing. Like, I don't know. It's definitely, I respect all the Uber drivers out there. Any of you guys who are doing Uber, and it, like you said, it's always a side gig too.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of my buddies, he used to do it. And there's a few guys at work that did it, too. I'm like, I don't know. I don't like people. I don't want strangers in my fucking car.
Yeah, I love the people that I hang out with, my friends, my family, and stuff like that. But I just, no.
Right. Yeah, my buddy, he did it. We have Mohegan Sun right down the road, but it's one of the largest casinos in the country. And, you know, he was doing Uber, and he was getting ready to go home, his phone chimed. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. He's like, I'll do one more, right? And this is where I say that you don't know where you're going until you get there. So he turns around, he goes back, he picks up this guy. Dude's going to Newark Airport.
Oh, fuck out of here. He just spent $400 on an Uber, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
So it's 4 o'clock in the morning. He's fucking beat. Now he accepted it. Now he's got to drive fucking, 3.5 hours?
So you don't know where they're going. You just know you're picking them up.
That's what I understand. You get a little ding ding. You know somebody needs a ride.
Yeah.
You go. You accept it. You go. You pick them up. And like I guess you don't know until I don't know they hit something on their phone or something. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
All I know is that he didn't know that he was going to be driving to fucking Newark at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The thought of you brought up Mohegan Sun. We live next to two huge casinos in Connecticut.
And Mohegan Park, where dead prostitutes are found.
Yes. Our local murder. Once a year, it seems like there's a local murder.
Murder dumping.
But imagine, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You're just tired, you're done, you want to get off. And then you pick up 4 drunk chicks that just left Vista.
Yeah.
Or Avalon.
Yeah.
And they're just like, play fucking Drake!
I'm so fucking wasted.
Becky, are you okay? I'll be like, bitch, don't you dare fucking puke in my car.
Fuck out of my car. Either get naked or get the fuck out. One of the two. You can puke all day in your car if a boob falls out. I don't care. That's cool.
A nip slip is not worth picking up fucking puke in your car. Hell no. And then what they charge, I think I heard if you puke in an Uber driver's car, it's $200.
Yeah.
So they get the $200. Mm. Keep your fucking $200. Don't puke in my car.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
nah. You never know. Not for me.
I've read a lot of stories where a lot of good things happen when 4 drunk girls get in your car.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to all you Uber drivers out there. You guys are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. And if we have any Uber drivers out there, I want to hear some stories.
Please send us comment on a video, comment on Spotify, comment on Good Podcast.
Good Pods. Yeah.
Good Pods. I want to hear your most fucked up Uber story, because I know there's got to be some good ones that didn't make national news.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, though. I don't know if you're going to be you became involved in murder investigation.
Fucking drive-by.
You were the getaway driver for a murderer.
Imagine that. You pick somebody up, and you just, just drive down this road. Okay.
Yeah. Tits on his chopper.
Tits on a chopper.
You got that banana boat.
Good times. Criminal AF, we'll be back after this quick break.
Hello Fresh!
You know, with summer over, a crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back into your dinnertime recipe rut. Keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every week, so there's always something delicious to discover from HelloFresh.
That's right, Dave. HelloFresh does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive at your doorstep, pre-portioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. How easy is that?
It's funny.
And I'm telling you, I was just in Mexico.
Yeah.
The cilantro pineapple pork tacos that came in this week's pack, better than anything I had in Mexico.
Really?
And I'm not even just saying that.
It's on point.
Anybody, existing customers and anybody new who's signing up for the first time, use code 50CRIMINALAF, and I'm telling you, get the pork cilantro pineapple tacos.
Nice. You can also turn to HelloFresh Market for yummy add-ons and enjoy the season's limited time fall flavors lineup.
You can feast on desserts like the apple cider cake with caramel sauce, or please a crowd with appetizers like barbecue pulled pork nachos.
Hey, and don't forget the mini pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, God.
Perfect for a me time treat.
How can I forget?
So all of this could be yours. Just go to HelloFresh.com/50CriminalAF and use code 50CriminalAF for 50% off plus free shipping.
That's go to HelloFresh.com/50CriminalAF and use code 50CriminalAF for 50% off plus free shipping.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now back to Criminal AF. All right, Gary, you ready to fuck this episode in the mouth or
yes.
what? All right, so this week we're coming back for volume two of Mostly Fans, where we pull up...
Mostly Fans is so good. It's so good.
Where we pull up some of our favorite questions, comments, reviews, and of course, our favorite trolls. Yes. But first, let's kick it off with...
Mail call.
One of our favorite segments of the show is mail call, where our listeners send in questions. It doesn't matter the topic. It could be true crime. It could be if we like salt on our watermelon. It could be who is the little spoon in me and Garrett's friendship. It doesn't really matter.
Hey, it's me.
We'll answer it. It doesn't matter. All right. So how do you send in a mail call? Well, first you go to criminalasfuck.com and click on the mail call tab and send in your question. Or, if you prefer, click the little red microphone in the corner of the screen, record your question, and we'll actually play your question live on the show. Very simple. We actually do have one voice recorded question.
We should start an advice, too. An advice segment.
An advice segment?
Yeah, give us advice. Listen, we're qualified individuals. We'll tell you how to live your life, all right?
Listen, I lived a full life. I got some fucking opinions on how you should live yours.
Yeah. So mail call should also turn into a... Wait, what do they do for the newspapers?
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby. Yeah, we should do a Dear Douchebags. Dear Douchebags.
I fucking love it. Dear Douchebags.
So yeah, you can send your mail call questions in, or if you want some advice on, you know, your girlfriend's fucking cheating on you, you do it, I don't know, yeah, your mortgage is foreclosing, anything.
Oh, my
Dear
God.
Douchebags,
Dear
tell
douchebags.
Me what to do.
That's right. Oh, I fucking love it. That's good. I like it. Dear Douchebags, let's set it up. All right, so we've had quite a few questions coming in today.
I know.
In a couple of days. But that's why we make a separate episode for this. And first we have our BFF and number one supporter from the land down under, Lucy Vicky.
Lucy Vicky from Australia.
Yes, and she... What accent was that?
I don't know. I'm on like a couple Tito's and crayons, all right? I lose my accent at that point.
There you go. And Lucy, she wants to know, would you rather scream your ex's name during sex or your significant other's best friend? You know, I'm just saying, like the way I take it is if
dude, that's a lose-lose.
If it did what happen, which one would get you less murdered?
Oh, no. That's a lose-lose.
Well, I mean, it's like a lose, almost lose. Like, there's got to be one that's better.
No, there's not. Like, think about it.
All right, go ahead.
Because my instant reaction is like, oh, you just go for the best friend because the ex had you actually had a connection with.
Right.
But if you say best friend,
that's like
their close friend. You know what I mean? They have a connection with that person, which might make it even more twisted.
Right. Okay. All right. I got an opinion.
All right, you go first. Okay. I'll go because I don't even right. like you lose regardless.
I'm gonna say the less murdery answer would be your significant other's best friend. Because A. Yeah,
go ahead.
You can use the excuse that maybe it was a conversation you guys had earlier, you and your wife had earlier during the day, just for some reason.
The funny part is you're going directly to excuses and not just...
Well, I'm just saying.
Like, oh, how can I spin this to not die?
Where, I'm sorry, honey, you were talking earlier about Patricia, and it just made me think, first of all, screaming out Patricia's name during sex... Who the fuck does that? Even if you are married to a Patricia, do you fucking...
Patricia. What is this?
Oh, Patricia.
Oh, that doesn't even sound attractive.
All right. And second reason why I would choose the best friend is because maybe your wife and her, talked about certain things. And
I see. You're trying to work on the threesome.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. It could work in your favor.
That was my first reaction was you just say the best friend because the ex has a little bit too much. There's too much history there. Mm-hmm. So I would say, yeah.
Why the fuck are you thinking about your ex while you're fucking me?
Correct.
You motherfucker.
I can already hear it. I can hear it right now. So I will say, yes, the less murdery one is best friend, but you're still getting your shit rocked.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Either physically or mentally. You're in for a fun night.
Yeah. Either way, the odds are you're going to be sleeping on the couch. Your clothes are probably going to be out in the front lawn.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are possible positives to the...
I knew you always wanted to fuck her. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'll set it up, honey.
Yeah. Because yeah. That's going to happen. The 1% of girls that would be like that.
I used to read Penthouse Confessions. So it does happen.
You're going to be reading Dear Forum. Douchebags pretty soon.
Dear Douchebags. My wife chopped my dick off, and now I can't fuck her best friend. So what do I do?
Oh, man.
All right. So thank you, Lucy, as always. And yes, I'm going with the best friend. I'm going to actually.
Yeah, best friend.
You should try it. Try it. Let me know.
Hell no. You're fucking bugging.
All right. Next up is a question from T. Fuller. Is there one thing that people don't publicly know about you that you think they would be shocked if they heard it?
I think I know yours.
What's mine?
I think you're going to go the singing route, right?
The singing? We already talked about that. I used to be a singer.
On this podcast?
Yeah, like episode 2. I don't know. It was like when we first...
I thought we talked about it on...
We were in the old studio Chloroform. Yeah. Well, you know, this one isn't bad. And I don't know if it's shocking, but, you know, yesterday was Halloween, and I posted on Instagram. I, you know, went out trick-or-treating with my buddy. And what a lot of people don't know is that I'm actually his guardian. And so, like, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, Dave Jari, you know, he's got the fucking foul mouth. He does a true crime podcast. He talks about fucking dead bodies and shit, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Deep down inside, I have a heart.
You're a little fucking teddy bear.
And
he's my big burly bear.
You know, and my buddy Joe, you know, we've been his guardian now for, oh, good.
Yo, Lord,
a lot of years.
Throw the picture up of you two trick-or-treating too, because that is hilarious with your costume on.
My Mickey Mouse.
Your Mickey Mouse costume.
Well, funny story happy with that. Like, he lives in a group home, and the manager, like...
Wait, for the people at home, before you worked with when we started working together, you worked for...
A company that assisted special needs.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and Joe actually came into... you know, our home. And, he didn't have anybody to be his guardian, you know, to oversee his, you know, personal situation, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. Dude's a great kid. Fucking love him to death.
Yeah, you've been doing this every year.
Yeah.
I know. I know Joe because...
Yeah.
Since I've known you.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one thing. I don't really talk a lot about it because, you know, there's certain things, you know, that I keep to the side, but hey, here we are. Now I'm talking about it, so there you go. I mean, I posted on our fucking Criminal AF Instagram yesterday, so I'm sure a lot of people already know about it. So anyway, so what about you? What do you got?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked a little bit about this on the podcast. It was probably that I was in competitive dance since I was, I don't know, 6 years old.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Do you still have the moves?
I can still... Yeah? I can still break dance. I used to... So, the WNBA team, I don't know if you guys know this, because nobody watches
the Connecticut Sun?
Connecticut Sun. I used to I used to break dance for halftime shows at the Connecticut Sun. Yep.
No way.
I used to do that.
How old were you?
All the way... It was called the Munchkins. It was sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah?
So, we were called the Munchkins. So, it was from... I don't know. I did it from, like... 8 to 14, and then after 14, you couldn't
be a munchkin anymore.
Do it anymore. And then after 14, I started like skateboarding and hanging out with my friends.
After 14, you couldn't do it anymore. That sounds like a
Because then you had to like have the altar boy.
They couldn't touch you anymore.
After 14, they were like, oh no, it's like,
oh, you're too old. You're gross.
It's like if anybody has seen the NBA or football, it's like they're little, the little kid dancing.
You know what I mean?
Blah blah blah.
I got you.
But I also did theater. The knockoff Broadway, all that stuff. Yeah. My whole goal as a kid was to get in Disney Channel.
Right.
I went to Orlando, auditioned.
Oh no shit.
For Disney Channel, like I wanted to be in on Disney Channel.
I didn't know I was doing a show with a D-list actor.
No, D-list, not even D-list. Fucking, I don't know, W-list maybe. We're close. I tried. It's hard. It's competitive, dude. That whole avenue of child acting is like, it's so competitive. It's
cutthroat.
You would walk in and there'd be a line for miles of kids to audition for one thing.
One character on
the show. Yeah, one character. And forget about it if you want, like, Orlando had a big section of it, but you had to go to California to really try to get on Disney, like, for that channel. Right. Even though, but they did a lot of open auditions.
Can you do that?
No, it was more of... I don't know. It was I did theater camp. I was a fucking nerd. Well, not even nerd. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun.
It's not. I mean, it sounds fun. I mean, I've known people who try to get their kids the same route, acting classes and all that kind of stuff, singing lessons, and you know, and they're. It's like a one in a trillion fucking.
You just
shot.
Got you got to get lucky. It's there's so much luck involved too with just you just got to be the right person at the right time.
At the right time, yeah. Exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, so that's I was a halftime performer for a professional sports team. There you go. That's all I can think of. I don't know.
The next time we get together for like a party or something, I'm putting on some like fucking breakdance music, and I'm recording you. Oh, here we go. Oh yeah, what? No? Okay.
I can spin in my head. I can do all that shit still.
Yeah?
I did it the other day when we were drunk with my buddies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
Could you still do that? And I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
I can still hit a backflip.
Yeah?
I can still do a back tuck.
Damn. Okay, Garrett.
I know.
I didn't know you liked that. Yeah, I'm definitely taking a video and we're going to post it.
All right. It'll go on the Patreon, all right?
I'm going to post it on Patreon. All right. Thank you very much, T. Fuller. And here's one from our friend Debbie. Debbie over at True Crime University. If there is a real-life purge, what crime would you commit? Now, Debbie Abs adds that she would go to Florida,
okay,
and hug every manatee there is, because apparently it's illegal to touch manatees in Florida.
Oh, that's such a sweet crime.
That is a sweet crime.
That's not where I was going with this at all.
But. No, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but I'll keep it somewhat civil.
Debbie, you're an angel.
Yeah.
That I like it though.
Right.
I like it. If there's a purge.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? I love my children.
Yep.
Love my family.
Mm.
But I would be so worried during a purge of protecting them that I wouldn't get to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
That's what I would be so like trying to lock down. I'd be in the basement with my AR just posted up on the at the door just waiting
on the ready.
Yeah, I couldn't just go out and have fun run through the streets. It's not fun when you have family and kids to think about. And I'm being realist. If there was a real purge,
would you leave like the front door unlocked?
No.
So
because you could get overwhelmed, dude. It's the purge.
But you got your weapons.
Oh, okay.
So you're not gonna kill anybody on the purge?
No, I don't. I'm gonna
nobody.
I'll be honest. At this time in my life, if there was a full-blown purge, I'd be on the defensive 24/7.
I got you. Oh, I got a list.
Yeah, I know what you... you're a twisted ass.
I got a fucking list.
Yes. You said I got a list.
I got a list. So let me ask you this. So if you had 2 weeks to live, okay? Guaranteed.
Two weeks.
2 weeks to live. Do you have a list?
Of people that I want to kill?
Just people.
Just a list.
Just a list.
Just a list. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
No. I don't. I don't have enemy. I don't have.
Yeah. Neither do I.
If I had 2 weeks to live.
Anyway.
If I had a list, I wouldn't. If I had 2 weeks to live, I would not waste those 2 weeks.
Murdering people.
Filling out person. I would.
Personal vendettas.
Yeah, personal vendettas. I would go.
You are so much of a better person than I am.
It is what it is. I to me, it's like I would want to go do the things that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm so petty.
Yeah.
That I refuse.
Yeah, but you
to
also...
die before somebody's piece of shit stains on this fucking face on this face of the earth. Face of the earth. I refuse for them to live longer than I do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shit bags.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There are some
like
horrible
shitty,
people in this life.
Horrible people.
There are.
That do not deserve to breathe the same air that we do.
I
refuse to die before them.
I would be so focused, hyper focused on living like.
Oh, that's living. Trust me. Oh, that's going to be living. That's going to be living. Living the fucking high life. Let me tell
Dave.
You.
I don't know. I what my answer?
Okay. You're staying home.
And no, I'm not. I wouldn't stay home. I'd max out a credit card. I'd go to Bora Bora for a week. Go.
You don't think
fucking...
they're purging in Bora Bora?
No. You say no. I'm going off of the purge and saying.
Oh, because for
you
2 weeks.
2 weeks to
live.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
I'd go
separate question.
I'd max out the credit card. Go to Bora Bora for a fucking week and build fucking sandcastles on the beach and shit like that. Like I don't.
Like
I want to get away from
like
people.
Beaches.
Yeah. hair. I would just want to chill.
Know that you're my hero.
It's a great fucking song. It's a great song.
I bawled my fucking eyes out in that movie. All right, so anyway, real life purge. Garrett's staying home protecting his family. I'm coming. Watch out.
Watch out for everybody. I'm not even kidding. Listen, I know this guy personal, guys. Don't be on a shit list if there's a purge.
Yeah, that'll come in more ways than one. You better watch out. I'm kidding. All right, let's move on. All right.
You said more ways than one. Oh, no. All right.
Going on to the next question. We have another question here.
Okay.
From a user named 1690341.
Wait.
To be honest, this might be AI. I don't know who has a name of 16903. Well, whatever. All right. So the question is, it's actually a normal question. How many languages can you say hello in?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Hello.
Okay. English. Yeah.
Hola.
Okay.
Konnichiwa.
What's that? Japanese. Okay.
Ni hao.
Ah, very good. Mandarin. That's it?
All right. I can think of.
All right, so I got hello.
Okay.
Hola. Ni hao. Bonjour.
Keep going.
Konnichiwa, because I just stole it from you.
Okay.
All right. And there is another one. I don't know how to say hello, but I know how to say how are you. And it's in Haitian. And it's Kamoye.
Kamoye.
Kamoye. And same aspect in Mandarin, it's Nihoma. Nihoma. How are you? Yeah. I worked at a casino.
I was going to say.
Sorry, Dad.
You were hanging out with EBS. Yeah.
I was like, Kamoye. Nihoma. Kamoye. Nihoma.
Adios.
Yeah, adios. Yeah.
Hola.
So, what do we got? Four? Four each?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. What's Russian?
Da's no.
Нет.
Нет is no. No, da is yes. Нет is no. No. Ask Siri.
Blah.
Russian sounds so funny. German? All I know is for ambulance, it's Krankenwagen.
you saw that on TikTok?
It's my favorite.
Krankenwagen!
Someone called the Krankenwagen! German is such a funny language.
It's aggressive. Everything is aggressive.
You're like, what?
Yeah. All right. So next up, well, thank you very much. 1234567. What's your name? 1690341.
1690341.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Next up is we have Ken Hook. And Ken says, my wife and I love your podcast. Thank you very much, Ken. Have you ever thought of doing an Ohio man instead of a Florida man? We got some crazy sons of bitches up here. Oh, that's a question for Garrett. Garrett's the Florida man guy.
He's not lying.
Yeah.
Ohio man is probably... Ohio people are a little... That's 100% second.
Yeah.
Ohio would be fun. It'd be fun to go... I feel like Florida man is the meme. That's why we follow that guideline. But to be honest, there's...
Every state has some
fucking crazy ass situations. But I will say this, Ohio, I've heard some crazy Ohio man stories. I feel like that's catching on very soon.
Yeah.
Because there's a subreddit called Ohio Man too.
Oh really?
That I've looked at.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, so you never know. Look at the future. Go, we might switch it up, Ken.
There you go, Ken. Keep listening. We might
Send in some good Ohio mans if you
to dear douchebags.
Yeah. dear douchebags.
I live in Ohio and people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Alright, so thank you very much, Ken. Next up we have the Vallette family. And would you rather be a cannibal or necrophiliac? Depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like if I'm hungry. Like if I haven't eaten in a hot minute, I mean, I might eat.
The thought of eating a body.
Mm. But what if you don't have a choice? What if like you're stuck in the Andes Mountains?
Oh, correct. Like the
plane crash. Yeah, the soccer.
The plane crash. Yeah, rugby team.
The rugby. Yeah,
rugby team. Yeah. If I'm gonna eat you to survive.
Yeah.
100%.
I got a lot of meat.
No, Listen, I'm not gonna try to overpower you. You're stronger.
You're gonna wait till I die.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait till you're asleep, and I'm gonna take the shot way earlier, way earlier, before we're even hungry. Once I get that gurgle, it's like, all right, Dave's dying tonight.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna wait till you're asleep, and then you're just gonna get a rock above your head. Woo! you're not even gonna see it coming. That's how I.
That's the way I would want to go.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna wait. I'm not gonna put up the whole like. Yeah. Star for a while. We're just going to get it over with.
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, if you or I are ever stuck in the wilderness somewhere, I will admit that you probably have a better chance of surviving over me. Because I'm not very... I don't have any breakdance skills.
You mean you never tried out for Disney Channel? No,
I don't have any, you know, wilderness attributes. I
camped a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
But we had everything that we ever needed. I didn't have to forge.
Yeah.
So
we'd both be fucked.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If a zombie apocalypse. You know,
Yeah. We're gonna have to find other people. We'll have to blend in to like somebody else's camp.
Ever see that? There's a comedian, and he's like, I have zero skills, you know, and you know they're all like coming in there trying to figure out who can do what, and the guy's like, who can drive a plane? He's like, me. You know,
just lying about shit. Just so who can make generators? I'm an electrician.
Yeah.
No clue what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. We didn't answer this. Would you rather be a cannibal? Bring it back in.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a cannibal or a necrophiliac?
All right. So the thought of eating a body, unless I physically have to, is nauseating to me. But also fucking a dead body.
Yeah.
Is just as bad.
You got to answer one.
I'd probably eat.
You'd probably eat a body?
I'd probably eat a body. Because, listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This might get a little vulgar for the podcast, but I don't even think I could get hard to actually have sex with a dead body.
You can't get bricked up?
No. I wouldn't be able to get bricked up. No, Dave, I'm not going to get bricked up with a
dead body?
With a dead body.
What if they're hot?
No, it doesn't matter. Dead.
Who's your celebrity crush?
It doesn't matter.
No. It does. No. Listen, hear me out.
Pick the hottest chick in the world.
Hear me out.
Pick the hottest chick in the world. Name it. Go down the list. Top 10.
Give me your number.
I don't know. It's, whoever.
Give me your number.
Give any good looking girl. It doesn't matter. They're dead. It's a dead body, Dave.
Just give me a name.
I don't know. Name it. Name them. Go down the list.
Selma Hayek. Do you find her attractive?
Yeah, sure. She's. Selma Hayek.
She's a smoke show.
Still no.
All right. So it's you and Selma Hayek in an elevator, okay? And she drops dead. And
there's no way you're going to say
listen,
this.
Listen.
There's
she drops
no
dead.
Way you're going to say this on the podcast right now.
She drops dead, and a boob falls out, and she's not wearing panties.
No.
This is your one chance to say that you had sex with Selma Hayek.
I'm telling you, no. I promise you. I would eat her before I would.
Ah, yes, you.
I would. No, not that eater. Not that eater. I would just eat her body and to survive. That's funny that you picked Salma Hayek. That's the age difference between us two. Salma Hayek.
That's what.
Okay.
Dude, she's still smoking hot.
Of course.
Still smoking
gorgeous.
Hot.
How old is she? She's got to be in 50s.
Almost 60s, maybe?
It's got to be late 50s.
Yeah,
no, I'm picking cannibal.
You picking cannibal?
Yep.
All right, I'm picking cannibal.
Yeah.
And then I'm fucking him. Like, oh, now I got a belly full.
Oh, my God. The fact that this is public is so fucking funny to me. The fact that this will live on the internet forever. Go. Next question.
All right. So... Thank you very much for that, family. All right, next up is a question from XOSUXO, and they ask, what is your smash or pass of Halloween candy?
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yep.
Happy Halloween, guys,
Happy
by
Halloween.
The way.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Hope everybody had a good one, safe one, got
tons of
candy. Yeah. Gave out candy, whatever.
All right, what's your favorite?
Number one candy of all time.
What's your smash?
And nobody gives it out to. You're lucky if it comes out. Reese's Fast Breaks.
Ugh, okay.
What?
That's fine.
Just you went, ugh?
That's fine.
On a Reese's, have you ever had a Reese's Fast Break?
I don't like anything Reese's.
Ugh.
So that'll be my pass.
That's depressing.
Reese's.
Number two, I'll give you my top three, and then I'll give you three passes. How about that?
All right.
Reese's Fast Break, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kats, number two. It's just classic.
Yeah.
Sometimes Kit Kat is number one for me. It's just...
Depends on the mood.
If you said you can only eat one candy for the rest of your life, I'd say Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you just can't get... It's the goat. It's the goat candy. Kit Kat number two. Number three, peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms. Good choice.
Or chocolate. Yeah. This is just chocolate, obviously.
Yeah.
Throwaways? Candy corn.
That's
true. There's no shot. I won't even accept it if somebody gives it to me for fucking trick-or-treating. That is...
Burn their house down.
Nerds.
Yeah, I never saw the point in nerds.
Nerds are just... They're disgusting.
Yeah.
Not a big nerds fan.
Yeah.
And number three, Almond fucking Joys.
Are you serious?
Get it out. Get it out. Any candy. I don't...
What the...
I would rather you hand out an avocado. Sliced avocado. You know how they some... Like, assholes give you fucking a toothbrush or something for Halloween? Like, the fucking dickheads? You're cool.
Yeah. Little travel bag.
I would take the travel bag of toothpaste and fucking toothbrush over some fucking Almond Joys.
Yeah.
Worst candy ever made.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. Fuck you then. So, my smash candy would be, number one, Kit Kats.
Hands down. Dude, it's so good.
You get, except for the vanilla, the white chocolate ones.
No. I'm talking about classic Kit Kats. Classic ones. You can't go wrong with them.
So number one, Kit Kat. Number two, I'm going to go with the Hershey bars.
Classic
milk Hershey chocolate. Bar, milk chocolate.
I'll take almond before milk, but Hershey's almonds are god tier. But I'll say it's a good pick.
A 2B.
That'll be a good pick.
And my third is Almond Joy. I fucking love those.
Dude, you're psychotic. All right. Yeah.
So my passes are...
Guys, just so everybody knows, Almond Joy was in his top three candy, and also he said he'd fuck a dead body in an elevator. We moved past that.
We're talking about candy now.
Just so everybody knows, Dave, down in the deep insides of Dave Dari. All right.
So my passes are Reese's Buttercups, Reese's Fast Breaks, and Reese's, anything else that Reese's fucking makes.
Dude, do you know the hate that you were about to get?
I don't give a shit.
You were about to get so much
hate.
I'll
eat candy corn over a fucking Reese's.
That's... Okay.
I'll eat wax.
You said it. I'm just giving you the heads up.
I'm kidding. I will not do that. No. I will eat Reese's before candy corn. But however, I don't really particularly care for Reese's.
Damn. You're going to get hate.
Yeah.
They're going to come for your throat.
That's all right.
It's Reese's.
Is it the Purge?
Yes.
It is?
Just don't be in an elevator with me. That's a good question, though. I like that. Halloween-themed question.
Yes, Halloween Smasher Pass. Very good. All right. We actually have a voice message question that was sent in from my friend EJ. So one of our first ones. So let's take a listen.
What is the strangest call you have received from a friend in the middle of the night?
Ooh.
Oh my god, I want to tell this story.
Ooh,
so
tell it, tell it. I have a story. There's actually a reason why he's asking this question, because it actually happened with him.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. You say yours.
I have a good one.
Go.
I can't. I don't know if I can tell it all.
All right, you think about that. I'll tell my story.
All right, yeah, you tell your story. So and I'm just gonna think over here if I can actually say this.
Yeah. You should. So, me and my friend EJ, we've known each other since high school, and we went out and became best friends.
Oh, so you know EJ personally.
I know EJ. Okay. Yeah. And the reason he's asking this question, because he lived, this is when we were older, married, had kids. I get a phone call, I figure out like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's EJ. He's like, dude, I need your help. And I'm like, what? Well, yeah. What do you need? Dude, I fucking drive there in the middle of the fucking night, fucking crust in my eyes, fucking hair all fucked up. The dude has a bat in his fucking house, right?
Okay.
And we're trying to fucking get this bat, right? We're trying
like a
bat, flying around.
Small.
Okay, it's worse than that. This thing was a monster. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
This thing was like had like a 14-foot wingspan. It was horrific. So we're in there. We're trying to chase this fucking bat down. And we have, like, the broom. We have bags. We have garbage cans. We have fucking all this other kind of shit. We're trying to catch this fucking bat. And,
Did you get
this? We caught it, yes.
Okay.
But it was the most fucking frightening thing that either of us have ever done in our entire lives. We were screaming like little fucking schoolgirls, and our fucking wives are like looking at us like, you fucking pieces of shit. We married you?
Yeah.
You
like, yeah.
the bat flies by you. You're like,
we fucking run. It was frightening.
It's just a mouse. It's a mouse with wings.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking petrifying.
I know. People are really afraid of rodents in general. There's a lot of people that are afraid of mice in general. Now imagine you throw some. I get why people get freaked out by bats.
Yeah.
It doesn't really scare me that much.
No?
No. No. You were
screaming.
Bugging out.
Yeah.
What?
I don't even think my voice got that high. Yeah. It is what it is. Bat.
That's a good story.
Yeah. All right. So what's your story?
All right. I'm going to try to make this as generic as possible to not call people out.
You're
going
to change the names to protect the innocent?
Some people might listen to this podcast at some point.
I love it.
I get a call. I don't know. This is 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to come. Hey, can you come pick me up? Me and my girlfriend are fighting, blah, 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 blah. You know, somebody has probably had this story.
Yeah.
So I go to the house and I hear smashing, screaming, throwing stuff.
Yeah.
I hear breaking of TVs, all that stuff. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go in because I like, you know, you don't want to see your friend get arrested.
Right, yeah.
Because you know how easy that can turn.
Yeah.
I am greeted by a woman holding a butcher block of knives like this. And she's taking them out. And
holding it like a baby.
Yes. And then taking the butcher knives out and then throwing them at both of us.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm ducking fucking butcher knives and like.
Good thing you have those dance skills.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I proceeded to get knives thrown at me. There's glass everywhere. Yeah. They're smashing more things. And I'm over here trying to like. Hey guys, calm down. Yeah. Like I'm the Dr. Phil or something like this, trying to mitigate the whole thing while I'm dodging weapons and getting assaulted.
Dear douchebags.
Yeah. My girlfriend smashed my 7th TV by now. But I don't want to get too into detail.
No,
but
I got
I was, you know, almost got lost an eye.
Sorry. In the grand scheme of things, everything worked out, right?
Everything worked out.
Good.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody happy. Got someone home. Got him a nice bed to sleep in at home, nice. Away from.
But let it die down a little bit.
A toxic, yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's good.
Yes, I've.
That's probably my craziest 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Besides bailing people out of jail, I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, I've done. Well, yeah.
I've done a couple, two, three.
Many times.
Pick up, but that's not fun.
Yeah.
Dodging butcher knives while you're trying to de-escalate a situation is that's a little bit better.
What are you doing to Matrix?
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. Couple.
All right. I had a few toxic relationships.
Dave's been there.
Yeah, I've been there. Not a butcher block of fucking knives, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Fuck. Boom! Hit the fucking wall. It's like a movie or something.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Oh, you're here to pick up his piece of shit. Da, 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 you're on his fucking side. Like, whoa. I know. I'm just here to get my friend out of not getting him arrested tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Things we do for our friends, right?
Yeah, man. Hey.
You know, you almost get stabbed with a fucking knife, and I almost got eaten by a bat.
Oh, stop. It's a bat, Dave.
All right. Last mail call question. And this is going on pretty good. I like this.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, what's that?
It's my favorite.
Yeah. And finally, we have a question from Chunglo Dam.
That's a fake name.
No, it's actually
Chunglo Dam.
Until you, wait, hold on.
Okay.
And he wants to know, who was your favorite ex-coworker that went on to work at the Department of Corrections?
It's Chunglo. Fucking... All right, he's going to be pissed with my answer.
Oh, he's going to be pissed with my answer, too. Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Eddie Parker. Sorry, Dave.
Man,
thanks for calling into the podcast.
No, Chunglo, me and Chunglo were really, really super close when we worked together.
Oh, that's funny.
No, he's a great dude. I like Chunglo.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. But,
Academy Class 1503.
Yeah. Look at Eddie Parker. Criminal AF will be back after this quick break. Now back to Criminal AF.
All right, so that'll do it for mail call. Now, let's take a look at some of the comments posted on our latest episodes of Spotify.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so the first one, we got to go back a little bit to our episode on Rex Herrmann.
Architect.
The Gilgo 4. And this one is from Brian D. 117. 1117. When I first saw this, I didn't know if it said Bree and 1117 or Brian D. 1117. I'm just going to go with Brian. Whatever. All right. Newer listener here. Welcome, Brian. Great podcast. What about Shannon Gilbert's driver that dropped her off? And why wasn't he a witness when she disappeared? Which is actually a good question.
That is a good question.
So to bring everybody up to speed, the when we started talking about the episode, the Gilgo 4 with Rex Herrmann, we were talking about Shannon Gilbert, the young woman who disappeared in the marsh on Long Island, which actually kicked off all the discoveries of the 11 bodies found along the shoreline. The driver, Michael Pack, was actually a person of interest in her disappearance. He was brought in for questioning and all that kind of good stuff. But the police did eventually clear his name. It's believed that Shannon was either drugged or willingly took drugs while inside the residence of Joseph Brewer, the man who hired Shannon as an escort off of Craigslist. And she became panicked and delusional, which led to her run off in the dark in the early morning hours of May 1st, 2010.
Yep.
While some believe, including Shannon's family, that there was more that went on inside that home, and Joseph Brewer may have caused Shannon's breakdown, you know, whether it was through assault or whatnot, her death has been ruled accidental.
Bullshit.
So that's that. So thank you very much for your question, Brian.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to speculate more on that.
It's bullshit. It's not. That's accidental. She did not just drown in the fucking water. It does
have a few questions, but I mean, obviously they have more evidence than we do to
Something's fishy.
All right. We're going to pick up where we left off from our last Mostly Fans episode. And from Anna, I love all your banter. I listen to dozens of crime podcasts and each has their own style. Yours is definitely one of my favorites. The mouth breathers can bugger off. Thanks for being awesome. Thank you, Anna. You know, she has to be like a real one because not everybody, you know, would understand the mouth breather comment.
Yeah,
you
that's definitely someone who listens to the podcast. Sure.
That goes back to your trip to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa from Texas, she says, love, love, love the podcast. And y'all, so hilarious. Everyone who's complaining can go fucking kick rocks. Don't change anything. You're all doing a perfect job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much there, pretty lady. Much obliged.
Dave gave you the Florida man.
No, it's my Texas. Yeah. It's my Texas.
Oh, that's...
No? It's not Texas? Well, anyway. All right, Red Rider asks, what exactly is a douchebag anyway? I actually Googled it, but I want to hear your...
What's the Google's definition of a douchebag?
Google's definition is, well, actually, according to dictionary.com, a douchebag is a small syringe for douching the vagina.
Wait, no.
That's the definition of a douchebag.
I don't want the definition of a douchebag.
What?
Look it up on... what was that website?
Urban
Dictionary.
I don't have the internet. I mean, if it is the syringe for douching a vagina, I mean, that can actually be considered a compliment. You know, we're keeping, you know, the goods fresh and clean. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you don't want too much of it because you're going to get a yeast infection.
All right. The definition by Urban Dictionary is douchebag. Yeah. Someone who has surpassed jerk and asshole but hasn't quite reached motherfucker.
Ooh.
I
can dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be kind of jerky.
A person with an overinflated ego coupled with low intelligence who has no idea people are making fun of his style and personality.
Oh.
That one hurts a little bit. That one kind of hurts a little bit.
A guy that is a royal jerk and will one day get his. A typical loser jerk face asshole who lies to girls, doesn't know how to be a man, and is a big pussy. You can tell 100%. You can tell 100% a scorn woman wrote that. 100%. Some dude left her on red, and she is just hurt. And I feel bad for you, sweetheart. Good luck with that. A person, most likely a man, who is self-absorbed and in love with himself and is very obnoxious about it and chalks up to negative criticism to jealousy. That guy who thinks he is a god and won't shut up about it. See?
Okay.
All right, so there's the Urban Dictionary.
All
right. I look at douchebag when...
So it's not a syringe to clean out the vagina?
No, that's a douche.
Okay.
That's a douche.
All
right. Douchebags... The reason why we both embraced the true crime douchebags is because, like Anna said, she listens to so many podcasts and we're the only ones that do the style. But I'm willing to bet $1 million that all those big podcasts and all those people that do like the A&E documentary style podcasts about serial killers and true crime, and they're trying to make like a Netflix special. That's not what we're here for. We don't want to sit here and give you guys word for word account facts and this and that. We're just trying to discuss and have a good time together as friends. And that's why I liked that. Like the true crime douchebags, because I guarantee you, if I'm not going to call out these podcasts, that like these big podcasts and stuff like that, that do it like that, because that's huge. If you guys want that information, it's fine. It's just that's where I'm getting like why I like the douchebag thing, because like, that's what we're trying to be. We're not trying to be this guy. Like, if you guys want the time by time stamp facts, this is not the podcast to listen to. It's not.
With the drama music.
We're here for a good time. We're here to have a fun time, discuss these these horrible things, and just laugh about it as two friends, just like anybody else, just as like you guys would do with your friends at home. We're just putting it on air because we're fucking nuts.
because we want people to judge us and call us fucking douchebags.
Douchebags.
Yeah,
that's why. That's where
douchebag thing. No, I got the same thing.
You know, there's some people that are like, wow.
Yeah,
they're laughing. They're laughing at necrophilia.
Oh. They're awful.
Oh.
One star.
Next one.
I will never listen to this podcast again.
Did you have anything to add? No?
No.
Nailed it? All right, good. I like
it. Good.
I like it. Horrible.
You're on a tear today, Gary.
Horrible.
You're coming out with these fucking boom, boom, boom.
All right.
Dear douchebags.
Dear douchebags.
I fucking love that.
Give me some more liquor and I'll be fine. Speaking of that, I need a refill. All right, we're back with a refill. All right,
we're back with a refill. You know, this actually does remind me of a joke, though. What sound do you hear when a water truck and a vinegar truck collide? Douche.
That is the dumbest joke ever.
I'm here all week, folks.
And everybody was making fun of my jokes on the Random AF episode. All right, next one.
I just flew in from Norwich. Man, am I arm tired. All right. So I don't know if you remember from the last Mostly Fans episode, there was a comment from one of our friends over in New Zealand, and they began their comment with chur. Remember chur?
Yeah, we both couldn't figure it out.
Right, we're like, what the fuck is chur?
What the fuck?
So Lauren K. actually gives us an explanation of what chur means.
Good, we get a little...
Feedback here. She says, chur... is a Kiwi way of saying a lot of things. From thank you to what's up, like, hey, you know, chur. She used it in the context of saying thank you.
So you can throw it anywhere?
Sure. Yeah.
You can throw it at the beginning of a sentence, you can throw it at the end, you could just...
I was trying to think of like an American way of, like, what do we say in, like... That means a lot of things.
Yerp.
That means a lot of things. I mean, from my generation, it was word.
Word. Yeah, word can... Yeah, you can still use that.
Just word.
Word.
Word. Like, what's up? Word.
You could be like...
Like, hey, you going to that thing?
Hey, what's up? You could also say word. Yes, you could say word. Like, hey, we're going to go to this thing. Is that all right? Word.
And then, like, yeah. And if someone's like, here, I bought you a fucking hamburger.
Word.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, sure.
All right. So she says, yes, you also butchered Aotearo, but she actually pronounces it. It's Aotearoar.
Aotearoar. Listen, yeah. Just going back to the douchebag things, I don't pronounce names.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard.
And she also says, fuck Mitch. And yes, that's right. Fuck Mitch. So thank you, Lauren.
Wait. Where's the reference there? Where's Mitch who?
Mitch was one of the negative commenters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mitch awesome. Mitch was the fat dude with the down in his mother's basement with the
Where's my hot pocket? I remember.
Yeah. That was fucking Mitch. Fuck you, Mitch.
Yeah,
all right.
Go next.
Okay, next up is Munkin. And Munkin says, I have a very nice mom who lives with me. And the ham and cheese hot pockets are really good. All jokes aside, love the show. I like the way you guys joke about stuff like this. It's a good take on it. Thank you very much.
And those fucking hot pockets, the croissant hot pockets, the ham and cheese croissant hot pockets. Fucking forget about it.
No, I do have to ask, Munkin. Do you consider your mom as your roommate?
No, my mom lives with me. Yeah. I don't live with her. What are you gonna say?
My son is 23 and he lives with me. And the question always comes up, am I his roommate or does he live with his dad? Right? So the way that I decipher this is,
no, you live with him.
I live with him.
That's what he's gonna tell his girlfriends.
My dad lives with me.
I gotta take care of him.
So the way I decipher this, in my opinion, is that it comes down to money. Right? Am I giving him more money each month than he is giving to me? As far as contributions, you know.
That's how you decide.
Like, do I support him or
no? Yeah, if it's split 50-50,
yeah.
All the bills, your right. roommates.
Yeah. So like, you know, if I still have to support him, then he lives with his dad and he'll be single the rest of his life eating ham and cheese hot pockets. Because no woman ain't gonna want that, okay? Or does he contribute to the household bills and pay all of his own necessities? And I'm happy to say with my son it's the latter. So he is my roommate.
Good.
So much so that we have an agreement that if you know there are any lady friends coming to visit, the other takes off for the night.
He puts the cowboy hat on the door.
It was a little quiet. Although I don't have any lady friends, so there's that. That's why I've never slept over in a couch, Garrett.
Oh yeah. I'll come and save you. Don't worry. I take some knife hits for you too. You know that.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Marty asks, do you think Chris Owen is a 5-star clinger? Our friend Chris, you know?
Yeah. Cheeky.
Come on, Marty. Wow. Are you talking about our friend?
Yeah.
You know, our researcher, you know, soon to be co-host of Para Abnormal, like that Chris Owen? Whatever do you mean, Marty? She's great. Marty, if you hear me.
Right. Help me.
Please send help. Everywhere we go, she's just there, popping up in our back seats, standing outside our showers. I ran out of toilet paper last week, and I see this arm reaching out of the cabinet with a roll of toilet paper. It's getting out of hand. Please help us.
Gotcha, Dave.
Nah, she's been great. But I would only give her a 2.5 star as a clinger.
You're crazy.
Why?
2.5?
2.5.
I think a 1.
A 1?
Yeah, you got to go lower.
All right. I'll give her a 1. Yeah, so there you go, Marty. All right, and Lisa. Lisa says, Frank Rizzo, what a douchebag.
Frank Rizzo.
Yes, say it louder for the people in the back.
We have to take that name, though.
What?
You can't use it as a derogatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good.
He is a douchebag, though. He's a douchebag in that sense, not in our sense. Yeah, so fuck you, Frank Rizzo. All right, I'm going to butcher this name, and it's... Xtina? I'm going to say Chris. Maybe it's Christina, but spelled with an X. Xtina? Valentine? I'm just going to say Valentine. So Valentine says, bro, don't change nothing. I'm laughing in my seat at the office. It's a really good show. Some are not going to like the banter. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got them. And you are absolutely correct, Valentine.
At least you get it.
Yes. And most of those assholes fucking stink like shit. Except for the opinions of our beloved listeners.
Yeah. So. You guys get the pass.
Yeah. All right.
Even though some of your assholes probably stink.
Yeah. Got to do a little sniff test first. Before you eat that.
Yes, you got it.
All right, our friend Sabato Domingo says, another great episode. Loved everything about it. Keep it up, you silly little freaks. Thanks for bringing us the number one
true crime podcast in the world.
Thank you for support, buddy.
Yes, appreciate you're the best, Sabato. Thank you, fucker.
Seriously. All right.
Harp Hunker, he comments, I want the banter. I want mail call. I want Florida Man. I want 30 minutes of whatever douchebaggery you have to offer.
He gets it.
I laugh my ass off every time and don't think you should take anything out. Keep Criminal AF as is. So Owens Anthony, he simply states, amazing. Thank you, Anthony. And Karen Lumley, writing all the way from South Africa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Love it when there is an episode with idle chatter. You guys are so funny. Thank you. Enjoying this podcast. Thank you both. No. Thank you, Karen, for being such an amazing member.
I'm glad you're not a Karen.
Yeah. That's right. You're a good Karen.
You're a good Karen.
You're a very nice Karen. All right. Dick for sale. Oh, Dick for sale.
You said it. The funny part is he got you. That's the best part about that.
That was
he
good.
He got you because you for said
sale.
It like
for sale.
You're like that asshole that's on the speaker on Walmart. It's like, hey, Mike Hunts.
Yeah.
Is there a Mike Hunts here?
Phil Myers. Hello.
Phil Myers.
Is there a Phil Myers here?
No? That's you, dude.
Yeah. All right. Dick for sale. Got it. Hey, douchebags, fuck Frank Rizzo, and it's affidavit. Come on,
affidavit.
Man.
Affidavit?
Yeah.
Affidavit.
Banter haters can eat a fat one. Why are you playing the same soundbite on loop for the entire episode? Make more episodes. Got it. All right, first off, hello, fellow douchebag, and yes, funk Frank Rizzo.
Yes.
Yes. We actually made a t-shirt with affidavit on it. It was conceptualized by the amazing Kelly Corder, Garrett's wife, and brought to life by my talented sister, Dorothy. And you can go to criminalafshop.com to get yours today, right along with your true crime douchebags.
Hoodies, t-shirts, whatever you need.
Yeah, whatever you need.
Honestly, guys, the embroidered hoodies that just came out, that hit the shop, if you were ever going to buy merch for us, you know, obviously, we're not pushing it. We just, if you guys are big fans, Dave's going to push it. Don't worry about it, but if you were ever going to buy merch from us, the embroidered hoodies are so nice.
Yeah,
they're
that one.
Really nicely embroidered. Yeah. Yep. They're not going to fade. They're not going to go. You're going to have it forever.
They hold up very well.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive. So go check it out.
So, so go to criminalafshop.com. And as far as banter haters eating a fat one, we need to make it a little less enjoyable because I think banter haters enjoy eating a fat one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe put the fat one inside of a porcupine or something. I don't know, just throwing ideas out there. I don't know. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
But as far as the other comment, why is there fucking music on loop? Because it can be very, I don't know, to me, I don't like dead air.
Yeah, you definitely don't like dead air.
I don't like
dead air. You got to fill the space.
I got to like have something.
You got to have something in the background, something like that.
You know?
You've done that since the beginning, though.
Yeah.
Before even I joined you.
Yeah.
On when you were a serialaholic, the original. You know,
I always had background music.
You always had something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't stand.
That's Dave. Listen, that's Dave's editing skills. All right. Yeah. That's Dave. He puts it all together. So.
However, I did change the background music because I think I went with like kind of like a hip hop beat for a little bit for a couple episodes.
A little gangster.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't really like that. Now I go with a low drone noise, you know, kind of like just filling the
elevator music.
Yeah, just kind of like fill the dead air. But yeah, that's why I do it. But all right, thank you very much. And next is Perkins W. And they say, great show. Oh, thank you, Perkins.
Thank you.
And Mary Jo writes, I say, don't change a thing. If they don't like the banter, they don't like the podcast. I hate co-hosts that are too polite. Don't lose yourselves in their bullshit. It's your podcast.
Hey.
Banter up. You know what?
Appreciate it.
Fucking Mary Jo, I fucking love you.
That's right, Mary Jo.
Yeah. That little speech makes me want to run through a fucking wall. God, got me fucking hyped.
You're finance bro.
Fucking bricked up right now.
You got finance bro energy right now, dude. You're relaxed. I'm not fucking leaving.
All right. Thank you very much.
Our friend Hess Kalisha, she says, I liked it. It's good to have a break every so often from all the fucked up in this world.
Very true.
Still good to hear you guys. Keep up the great work. Very good. And you know, it is good to have a break from time to time.
Right.
You know, talking about this shit, like we mentioned before, you know, it can really take a toll on your mental health, you know, especially when you're deep diving into a lot of things.
Watching documentaries.
Yeah, you're consumed by just like death and murder and mayhem and blood and guts and necrophilia. And
it's not fun.
No.
It's not.
No.
I don't get how those people, like, honestly,
yeah.
I mean, everybody who has Netflix and all those subscription and watches those documentaries, like, I just think about that too when I'm watching those things or listening to true crime podcasts. It's the same thing. I go, how the fuck do you guys just have this melatonin voice just like, yes, and the killer went downstairs.
And he stuck his penis.
And he stuck his penis in and out of her vagina. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
How do you not... You guys are like aliens, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're not real humans.
To be perfectly honest, like, there's times where I'll go weeks without watching anything on TV, you know, as far as like true crime or anything. Like, obviously, you know, we do this show and, you know, I gotta like look up those stories. But as far as like,
I do love a good true crime documentary.
Yeah. But yeah, there'll be times where I don't watch anything extra on TV, you know, just to fucking clear my head, you know. I don't know. Especially a couple of episodes that we have done. Those fucked me.
They got to you.
Big time. Yeah. So, anyway.
That's what I said. Dave's my little soft teddy bear. I can hold it a little bit more than he can, for sure.
I do enjoy talking about it, though. I do. Yeah. So, yeah. So, a little banter in between or, you know, a special mostly fans episode.
It's a good break.
Helps keep the mind right. So, thank you very much for your comment there, Hess Kalisha. And 121-693-29-622. They say, love it. Love all the episodes. You guys are funny as fuck. Thank you very much. 121-693-29-622, even though you're probably another AI. Just kidding. Thank you. So, yes, our buddy John Kiebzik. He says, I listened to every episode. Sorry I didn't get back to you. Idiocracy was a reference from a comedy movie. You're big into movies. Do you know Idiocracy? Have you ever seen a movie? It's a great flick. Great flick. More of a modern-day documentary.
Now I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. Also, he posted in another episode, he's like, I didn't call you idiots at all. And I didn't think you guys would get so butthurt about the question.
What was the question? What was the question?
The common sense gun laws that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He was just curious what we thought about it, and I do have to say, well, first of all, thank you, John. I did see you on a Patreon, but I think you stepped away. But anyway, thanks for checking in. We really appreciate you listening, and you know, now we get the comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what they say about the difference between reading and hearing. The meaning gets lost in translation.
Correct.
You know, plus we were on a roll that episode. We were motherfucking like so many fucking people. We were just fucking ready for it. So, yeah. So we may have come across a little aggressive on that.
Yeah. But, and honestly, if you're on the Patreon, check out Random AF because that's when we'll get into like criminal, like gun sense laws. We try to keep that kind of stuff, our political beliefs and all that stuff out of
separate, the
mainstream.
Right. But might be something down the road. Anyway, so
I'm taking Pierce Brosnan's fucking job. All right.
So thanks again, John, for following along with us. Our good friend Christopher Rollins, he says, great episode as always. I love the back and forth, and that you guys are not some 2020 news special or an A&E documentary.
Correct.
I, for one, enjoy 37 minutes of Dave and Garrett chit-chat before the topic.
He said 37 minutes is funny. there was an underlining jab at us, too. I like that. Yeah. I like that. When you break down all the fluff, 37 minutes is all you get.
Yeah.
And you're lucky to that girl.
So thanks, buddy. And I enjoy rambling out for 37 minutes at a time as well. All right, and the last one from the last Mostly Fans Volume 1 is Christina, and she says, I love you guys. Thank you for hosting my question.
Thank you,
Christina. And we love you too, Christina. Thank you very much. Now, next are the comments from our shitty parents episode. And this is from our dear friend, Michelle Quillen. And she says, the banter was so good in this episode. Dave's humor and laugh cracked me up. This is just the type of chemistry I like from smart and witty company. Oh.
Thank you. That was very nice.
That was very nice. Yeah, so first, thank you very much, Michelle. You know, I've been told that my laugh is one of my more notable features, both good and bad. I do annoy some people with my laugh.
It depends.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're at a trivia night with Dave at a bar, and he's had a couple cocktails, and he's laughing, and he's slamming the table, like, ha, 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 ha. And everybody at the trivia tables are looking over like, what the
They're
fuck?
They're fucking pissed. It's like fucking...
It is the best time in the world to go to trivia night with Dave Jari. I'm telling you, you guys, if you ever get the chance.
Oh, you should have been at karaoke. Holy fuck.
I can only imagine.
Bro. Ugh. And yeah, also, Michelle, you know, thank you for commenting on the chemistry of the show. You know, Garrett and I were, you know, we were just talking like not too long ago that, you know, we've come a long way with our chemistry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As compared to, say, like, you know, the first five episodes we did together.
6, 7.
Yeah. I will not. I still refuse to listen to those episodes.
I don't go back.
I get so fucking cringed.
We've never done this before. Dave had Cerealholic before, but yeah.
Which is me basically just... in a basement by myself just fucking reading a story. So, you know, it was a little different for me, even though Garrett and I have been friends for, you know, many years. Going on like fucking eight, nine years.
Eight now?
Yeah, somewhere. And we've always gotten along. We share the same personality. We laugh at the same things, all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Working together on the podcast initially, there was some kinks that need to be worked out, you know. But, you know, I think we got a pretty good flow going now. So thank you very much.
Definitely, it gets easier to just like, 100% when you first start off and you try to start a podcast, it's the flow is weird. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But like,
well, not only that,
once you get past the fact that you're just trying to sit there and have fun with your friend.
Yeah.
That's like the key thing you just want to keep it natural.
Right.
Because when you're trying to worry about like a camera and mics
and what you're going to say. I was just going to say that.
It gets, because then you're muting yourself. You're trying to filter yourself.
Right.
It's like, when you can break out of that and you still do it, it still comes up every now and again.
Right.
You just got to fight through it and you're good.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, when I did a Cerealholic, I didn't have a camera in my face. Like I said, it was just me, you know, just fucking reading a story off a fucking computer. But, you know, when we first started doing it, we were like, oh, let's do video, let's do this. And let me tell you, that very first episode we did, what was it, Israel Keys?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and I have a camera staring in my face. Let me tell you, I was just like, hello, everybody. Welcome to Criminal AF. And my name is David. And yeah, it was fucking awful, and I hate it. And I've actually been thinking about going back and just redoing like the first five.
Israel Keys would be fun to redo.
I want to redo that in today's format.
But it also helps too,
because there's a lot to make fun of Israel Keys.
It also helps for you guys too, because originally we didn't know who we were like talking to and stuff like that, but now that we built a Discord, a Patreon,
we know who
I feel like I'm talking to you guys and not just an empty internet browser.
Right.
Like
now yeah. That brings up a good point.
You know, I scroll through the Discord, I see what people are talking about, what they're into, what they're posting. So it's like I feel like I know who I'm reaching out to.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it's more familiar.
Right.
Yeah.
And that makes
it easier. 100%.
Yeah, that's the same way I look at it. Like I think of the Discord, I think of the Instagram, you know, some people on TikTok I talk to, you know, different things like that. So when we're doing this, I just think it's like you guys are all in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's been going really well. Yeah. So thank you very much for the question, Michelle. That went on a little bit longer than it should have, but yeah. So all right, here's another question.
It's mostly fans. It doesn't matter.
It's mostly fans.
This would be Patreon content, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
So we're giving it out for free.
Yeah.
So take it.
You're welcome.
Patreon.com/CriminalAF.
All right. Here's another one from Marty. When is Chris Owens going to start her podcast? You know what, Marty? I'm starting to think that you are the five-star clinger.
Yeah.
Like, the only questions you write in is about Chris. Like, bro.
Well, shout it out now. You got to tell. You got to say.
What?
When's Paranormal starting?
Oh, soon.
Marty, you got to fucking wait.
You got to wait, Marty. Jesus Christ. No.
You know, he's on the Discord like, what's Chris Owens doing?
Yeah. He's got his camera, little spy camera set up. There was some things that I sent to her for the podcast, and had to go through clear customs. It took a little while to get there. So we were trying to get the new podcast. It's called Para Abnormal.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
We were planning to get it out by Halloween. Obviously, that's not working out. So, yeah, definitely this month coming up, we're going to debut Para Abnormal. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
All right. So next episode, we have the motherfucking Virgin. Yes. And first up, we have Morgs. And they say, I don't know. I feel like you you can't lose your virginity to anything that's dead.
That's
a valid point.
I agree with her.
Yeah. I mean, some say you can't lose your virginity to something. Yeah, Morgs. You can't lose your virginity to something dead. Some say you can't lose it to an animal. And some say as long as you fuck something to completion, then it counts. We have other opinions from this episode. So
I threw that in that like, the cat could have been his virginity. But really, truthfully, I think it has to be alive and living and participating for it to be.
All right.
Well, you can't fuck your pillow and say you lost your virginity to it.
All right, let's see what other people say. So we got Charisse Webb. She says, a peach is a peach is a peach. So, yeah, he lost his nasty virginity to a poor freaking cat.
Oh,
that's the word nasty is spelled with two S's, so it's nasty. I see what you did. All right. So we have a lot of differing opinions on this topic, so I'm just going to reserve my opinion at the end of this section. And so we'll continue, and it's our friend Brian D1117 again, and he says, what the actual fuck? That pretty much sums up the entire episode.
Yeah.
That sums up
that
it all.
That episode was 100% what the fuck? Yeah,
what the actual fuck? I stuck my hand in her fucking
making
head.
A fucking brain
making
stew.
A stew in her fucking skull, yeah. All right, so what the actual fuck? And he might get parole. Great episode. Number one podcast around. Holy shit. Thanks, Brian.
In the world, world.
And no, he says, the cat does not count.
I agree.
All right, and Sally, she says, oh my God, what a great episode. I could listen to you all day, every day. It's one of my favorites. You guys are my number one. Oh,
true crime podcast.
Wrong one.
In the world.
Oh, good.
In the world.
There you go.
All right.
You guys are my number one podcast. I love listening to interviews of criminals. Fascinating. Thank you very much, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
And Jenny, she says, I can't wait to be that age where I can freely just grab someone's tit. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's what you said.
Dave Jari. That's what she said.
Because that's definitely Dave. Like, is it time for my sponge bath, Missy? That fucking those poor workers at your convalescent home.
They have no idea.
You're gonna reek like a pissy diaper, and you're like, "Hey, is it time for my sponge bath, Missy?
Show me what that mouth do." those poor ladies.
Dave Jari, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave Jari. Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Jenny. You nailed it on the head. All right. And we have Carol Granny.
Granny.
Yeah. She says, if that fucking virgin wanted attention, boy, is he going to get it now. Maybe they'll fillet his ass. Love you guys. Well, we love you, Carol.
Love you, too.
And see, we do love our grannies at Criminal AF. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Unfortunate part is high-profile crimes don't get what they used to. It's not like back in the 90s.
All right. Yeah.
Sex crimes instantly goes 23-hour lockdown. They separate them.
Yeah, it's not.
I think we need to bring back, throw in fucking pedophiles in Gen Pop. Bring it back.
Let's do it.
Everybody would agree with that.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey.
Damn, that Tito's is hitting pretty good, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so here's my opinion on this whole cat fucking dead body fucking discussion.
Saved it to the end. All right, I saved it to the end.
Here we go.
Give me your synopsis.
Okay. This comes from Dear Douchebags. it's my professional opinion.
Okay.
Okay. In order to lose your virginity, you have to have sex to completion with a living
yes
or once living
no.
being.
No. Okay?
Whether it's a human, a cat, a hippopotamus, who the fuck cares? If it has an area for you to stick your penis naturally, then yes, you can lose your virginity.
Naturally.
Naturally.
You can't have sex with a cat's reproductive organs.
You can stick it in a cat. You never tried it? I'm playing. No, 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 I think everybody knows by now that I do a lot of, I say a lot of things for trolling, shock value.
I don't believe, I don't think that's.
No?
No.
Well, you can't really say that losing your virginity is only.
So you're indicating that he did lose his virginity to the cat.
Or the mom. Wait, they have to be living?
I feel like you have to be alive. You have to be participating.
So you're saying that Ed Kemper, to this day, is still a virgin?
Yes.
Because he fucked everything that was dead.
Yep.
So he's still a virgin?
Yep. I think you have to be participating.
I think you're second guessing yourself right now. You're second guessing yourself.
Right.
You don't give me that
right,
fucking look.
You're right. Because I guess
you were trying to backtrack, and you know.
If it's a human, then yeah, I get.
Okay, so he lost his virginity to his mother. Then is that what you're saying?
Sure. Not the cat.
I'll
give you the mom.
The cat.
Not
don't
the
count?
Cat. The cat does not count.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't call it pussy for nothing.
Stop.
No.
The cat does not count. The cat does not count. The mom, sure, because even though she wasn't alive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really, like, all joking aside, this is actually a really, like, interesting question.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Can we get the Smithsonian to weigh in on this? I don't know.
Because, I mean.
Webster.
If we're technically speaking,
everybody who's listening today, at Webster or at the Smithsonian or something.
How do you
and
lose
ask your, them the question.
Can you lose your virginity to a dead
for
cat?
For us. And put at Criminal AF so we go viral and say, why do these guys want to know this question?
I know. All right. So anyway, I'm putting my foot down. So as long as the being is or was living, then yes, you lost your virginity.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yep.
You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
No, you're not.
A little off, but yeah. Right. We'll go with that.
All right.
The best part is we just had a fucking side conversation that got cut out, guys. And if you want that, go to patreon.com/criminal.
No, that will never air. No. All right. So finally, we have our last episode. Once, twice, three times a shady fucking dick. All right. The story of John Douglas White. And first up, we have tapes. And they say, racetracks are definitely creepier. At least trains are cool. And you know what? 1,000% tapes.
100%.
Yes. I could watch toy trains for
hours. There is something about that generation.
Chew, motherfucking chew.
Love trains.
Yes.
And to this day, I know a lot of people that have trains.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Racetracks, though, a little creepy.
Yeah. We had a...
Trains make sense. Michael Jackson had a train, and he turned out fine.
What about the kids? How'd they turn out? They go okay?
Sorry. One was a professional dancer or something. I don't know. He made a lot of money.
Yeah.
The other one...
All right. Anyway.
I can't even say. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So now, here we go. We got Kiki. And she says, first and last time I'll ever listen. Just tell the story. The personal stories at the beginning. Snooze fest. Kiki.
Aww.
You don't love me? Are you not riding?
There's no way you're quoting
that
Drake
you'll never,
right now.
Ever leave
There's
me?
No way you're quoting Drake right now. All right. Kiki, why don't you love me?
Are you riding?
So you never ever leave from beside.
All right. This is why we call it mostly fans, because, you know, we don't leave out the negative comments.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But the comments, you know. We do get are from mostly fans.
I'm sorry. We'll stick right to the strip and we won't show our personality at all.
Sorry, Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me? I love how you... that's great. That's fantastic. I didn't see that coming. That was good.
Also, Kiki, I'm sorry that Garrett's story about emergency addictomy surgery was a snooze fest.
I almost died, bitch.
He almost died. So, anyway... Like the great philosopher Garrett Corder once said.
See ya.
All right. Next up, once again, we have Lauren Kate, and she tells an interesting story about a Florida man. She says, there's a Florida man that takes only specialty photos of parents tickling their kids' feet.
His Facebook is full of feet fetish shit, but apparently it isn't considered a crime.
That's unfortunate.
That's
I can see why it's not.
I want names. I want names.
Adam. I want names. I want to see public. We'll make them public.
Yeah. So first of all,
and then we'll all just go over there.
What the fuck is wrong with the photographer? And second, what the fuck is wrong with the parents? Can you take photos of me tickling my child's feet?
Yeah, but does he steal them?
What do you mean? The kids?
Like, does he scour Facebook? No, not the kids. The pictures of their tickling their feet.
I don't know.
That's a good question. That's weird. That's weird.
Does he steal the pictures or does he take them?
Does he scour the internet for kids getting their feet tickled?
Apparently here he says that he actually takes only specialty photos of parents tickling their kids'
feet. Imagine
you
go to Walmart.
And they got a little fucking side.
Picture, please.
The picture, please. Okay, tickle your kid's feet.
All right, tickle your kid's feet. And he keeps asking you, and you're like, I don't know. I want to just do a family picture.
We're here for our Christmas card.
And he just keeps bringing it up. He's like, just tickle their feet.
Come on, just fucking tickle them.
You're like, oh, okay. He just downloaded a personal hard drive.
Oh my god. All right. Moving on.
One star. I'm never going to the picture people again. My kid ended up on WikiFeet, dude.
Oh my god. All right. So moving on, we got Deb Wood. And Deb Wood says 5 out of 5 stars for these hilarious guys. Hey.
Deb Wood.
Thank you, Deb. 5 out of 5 for that comment and 5 out of 5 for you. Thank you very much. Ba-dum-bum. And our friend Robin Russell, and she comments, what a sick individual. He took the easy way out.
Yeah.
Shitbag.
So true.
Yeah, he took the easy way out.
I have no respect.
The pussy way out.
Anybody who kills himself.
A little fucking bitch. All right. Our friend Chris Owen, she adds, loved the episode. The YouTube was great. We're starting to...
In case you guys don't know, episodes on YouTube for video if you guys want the video version of this. If you want to see what we look like...
Well,
in person.
I don't know if you want to. But.
I don't know if you look to.
Yeah, if you look at Garrett's hair right now, it's actually,
I don't know.
It's looking a little luscious. So.
It is luscious. Yeah. It's definitely luscious. It's just not tame right now. But if you guys want video version, you want to put a face to the voice, check us out on YouTube. 100%. All the episodes are going to be available now this point on.
I apologize in advance for what you see. But anyway.
Live Dave's hot. Don't get it twisted.
I'm going to hate going back to work and losing the
I know. Dave's going to have to shave.
I'm going to have to shave.
This is 3 days for me, by the way.
Yeah, looks good.
It's going to come back. I'm going to have to shave once I go back tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
For overtime.
All right. Finally, AWOL Girl 82, she asks.
Oh, God. She's got a little... AWOL Girl is her screen name. She's got... She's been a... A loose cannon for a little bit, huh?
You think so?
Yeah. AWOL girl?
Yeah, she likes to have fun.
She likes to have fun when the ER at 10 o'clock at night is looking for her.
She says, hello, or he. Nope, it's a she. AWOL girl. Yep.
AWOL girl.
All right. Hello. Have you moved permanently away from the chapter format? I apologize that this has already been addressed. This is a great question, and this is a good question to end out on. So, the answer is yes. So, we have restructured the way we're doing our episodes going forward and are trying a little something different. Well, different for us, anyway.
Yeah.
We've decided to just tell the whole story at once rather than breaking it up into chapters based on some of the feedback we've received. We've also condensed the episodes a bit so to not have all the fluff in the beginning of the episode rather than... kind of spread the fluff out evenly. Fluff meaning banter and whatnot. So people still get their banter, but at the same time, getting to the main story faster. You know what I mean? So not saying that this is all perfect or that it'll stay that way. You know, we're playing a balancing act of staying.
We're trying everything and anything. We're throwing darts at a dartboard.
Right. So
we're what sticks.
Trying to stay true to who we are while also trying to make our episodes more fluid. It's all part of the growth. You can't stay stagnant. And even though we roast people, for giving us negative comments,
correct,
Kiki and Frank Rizzo and all you little fuckers out there, we do take some into consideration. And I think you'll see that we've made slight changes in the last few episodes. So
hopefully, you know, they flow a little bit better.
And that's another thing too, is comments are huge. Mm-hmm. Like, especially at this point where we're like, you know, you guys are listening, and we need the feedback,
right,
for sure. So yeah, we appreciate these comments when we're telling what you guys like, what you don't like.
Right. Just
give us everything.
Yeah,
we want to fine tune it for you guys.
We understand that we're not going to make every single person happy.
Yes,
and you know what?
That's what's happening at this point.
Right? Fuck them, whatever. Yeah. But we do want to try to make a more well-rounded,
correct,
show, a more fluid show, while, like I said, keeping to who we are, you know. So, you know, this is also why, you know, we've put this wonderful episode together.
Yeah.
The Mostly Fans
Mostly
episodes.
Fans.
This is our second one now. Where, you know what to expect, you know. So if you love banter, you know, this episode is for you, because it's all fucking banter.
It's just us being stupid.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, then skip it. Very simple.
Yeah.
Or leave us fucking one-star reviews and being a fucking asshole. But, you know, take your pick. Whichever. But as far as the narration only episodes go, specifically, meaning the Serialholic, I'm in the process of moving those episodes to our Patreon.
Yep.
I don't do enough of them to keep those episodes as an actual podcast, largely due to the amount of time it takes to write every single story from scratch. While doing this podcast, other podcast projects, you know, that are in the works, working a 60-hour a week job.
Sometimes more,
you know.
Fuck,
so,
man. I lived there for the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So the narration stories will now become a series for our Patreon members. And then I'll try to do like one a month or, you know, every couple
you
weeks.
You never know. Like, nothing's set in stone either. We could change the narrative stories.
Yeah. I mean, we could play this.
It depends on what everybody likes.
We could play this episode and people are like, fuck you. Bring the fucking narration back.
And we're going to do it because we're pussies.
Yeah. Because we're like, okay, we're little cucks.
Yeah. Whatever you say, mommy.
Yeah. And that will do it for volume 2 of Mostly Fans by Criminal AF. Thank you all for hanging out with us. If you found what you heard interesting, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a review or comment on the episode. And don't forget, head on over to criminalasfuck.com for all of your criminal AF needs. Socials, Patreon, merch store, submit your mail call questions, you name it, it's there. Sign us out, Garrett.
Signing off from Studio Chloroform. Keep your head on a swivel and stay safe till next time.
See ya!
Now give me our theme music!
Executive producers for this episode are Christine Rivera, Beth Davis, Dusty J. Hicks, and Terry Burke Woolen. Associate producers are Paul Hodge, Courtney Seddon, Tara Mazur, Chantel Dackett, Jay Rawlings, and Laura Shin. Producers are J.D., Ashley O'Connor, Elizabeth Plus Four, Trent Gobble, Devin Dean, Alyssa Perello, Alicia Knight, Maria Celine, Chris Owen, Justin Ware, and Emily White. Research and documentation by Chris Owen. Be sure to follow us on all of our socials at Criminal AF Pod. And to get all of your Criminal AF merch, visit criminalafshop.com.